Those who are blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, when men shall revile you, persecute you, and falsely say all evil against you, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew chapter 5 verses 3-12. Whosoever shall not be offended in me. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, Jesus departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. When John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto Jesus, Are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Matthew chapter 11 verses 1-6. Those who does the Lord's work. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whose Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he comes shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Matthew chapter 24 verses 45-47. Blessed are those who live by faith. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples, therefore, said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then Jesus said to Thomas, Reach thy finger hither, and behold my hands, and reach thy hand hither, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto Jesus, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. John chapter 20 verses 24-29. This is really important, you need to know this. True blessing is not found in comfort, ease, or earthly success, but in alignment with Jesus and his words. The world blesses the bold, the rich, the self-sufficient. But Jesus blesses the poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful, and the persecuted. He blesses those who mourn over sin, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who refuse to be offended in him, and those who faithfully serve even in secret. He blesses the one who believes without seeing, whose trust is rooted in his voice, not visible proof. And when he returns, he will bless the servant who is found doing his will, not coasting in comfort or chasing the world. Great is the reward for those who live by faith, walk in truth, and remain unshaken when reviled, rejected, or opposed.